This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money Show. It's Thursday, September 22nd, and we continue to field many of your questions via our website, jillonmoney.com. Then, you know, all you need to do if you've got a financial question is to click the contact us button. Mark, how is the inbox looking post August break?
Not good. Not good, but it doesn't really bother me anymore, so it's okay.
It's almost like Cal Newport gave you this like get out of jail free card. It's amazing to me.
We can only do so much during a week, which kind of ties into what we may do next year. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We're going to be making some changes next year, and they're very exciting. It's all because of Mark and his inability to fall asleep while he's traveling, which is great for me and for the Jill on Money community and the Eye on Money community. So if you are ready, Mark, let's get to today's guest. It is Ben, who's on the line from North Carolina. Hi, Ben. How are you? What can we do for you?
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. You were complaining about the heat and the humidity. You are in that part of the country, but it's hot everywhere. And I said it was very boring to talk about the weather. So let's talk about you and your financial life.
Well, I just recently secured a higher paying job, which feels really nice. I had been languishing at about $40,000, me and my wife. And during the pandemic, I sort of leveled up and got a master's degree in business analytics. And I was able to actually get a higher paying gig with that. I'm at a company that pays me $70,000 now.
Awesome.
It's been a nice bump. But at the same time,
wait a second. Yeah. How'd you pay for that degree?
So I was working at the school. It was with employer reimbursement, basically tuition.
Great.
That's a nice tuition benefit
for
anyone in the university system. Yeah,
that's
something I'd recommend doing for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no kidding. How old are you guys?
I'm 38. My wife is 40, and we have one daughter who's 7.
Is your wife also working?
So, she is homeschooling our daughter, so she's staying at home.
Oh.
We were planning on homeschooling before homeschooling was cool. During the pandemic, it seemed like everybody went that route. But
you were on the leading edge of homeschooling. That's amazing. Okay. Mark, can you just react to the whole homeschooling conversation as a parent? Because honestly, Mark is so happy that he sent his son away. He's excited.
Oh, my God. The thought of that scares the bejesus out of me. No way. No way.
It seems like a lot of work. Is it really worth it?
That's yet to be seen, I guess. You know, my wife used to be a kindergarten teacher. So the first couple of years.
Oh, wait a minute. This is no big deal. She's a piece of cake, right? She's a teacher.
At least for the first few years. Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. But I feel like it's going to be a full team effort when we get to the middle grades.
You're going to have to take over. What do you feel like is her strength? Like, is she going to be like, okay, I can do history and you're doing math? Or who's going to do science? Neither of you sound very science-based.
I'll be probably the science and math guy. She's going to be the literature.
The humanities.
Humanities, yeah.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So now that you've got all this extra moolah, what are you doing with it?
Well, we'd like to be able to contribute to our retirement more. I know one of the risks with getting additional income is seeing a bump in your lifestyle, but we don't really want to do that. We're kind of boring people. Really just want to contribute to retirement more. I feel like we're a little bit behind the eight ball with our retirement. So,
all right. What do you got in retirement right now with this new company and your 70 grand a year? Do you have a 401k?
Yes. So they offer a Roth 401k.
Mm-hmm.
They have a company match. If you contribute 5%, you'd get a match of 4%. I'm contributing that now just to get that maximum match.
And can you afford to do more than that? Could you do 10%?
I could. Outside of that, I'm contributing to a Roth IRA as well. So my I'm interested in maxing that out with the $6,000 maximum each year. And we probably could afford to bump up the contributions as well.
I don't know how much squish room there is in all of this, but where's your Roth IRA held?
It's with Vanguard.
Okay. And what about the company plan? Where is that?
It's with Fidelity.
Okay. So we've got two great companies that offer cheap index funds. So you're all set on that. Do you own your home?
We do. We have a mortgage on it, and actually it should be paid off by 2035.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on a second. What do you mean? How much of the, what's the outstanding mortgage?
It's $95,000.
And what's the interest rate?
3.25%.
Are you making extra payments on it?
No, it's a 15-year mortgage.
Okay. I mean, it's there. I'm not doing anything with it now. How much is the house worth?
Well, when we bought it, it was $142,000, and now it's at $280,000.
And you're going to stay in it, right?
That's our plan. Yeah, we'd like to stay in there.
How about an emergency reserve fund?
Our emergency is right around $15,000.
Is that enough?
For us, I think it is. It's always nice to have a little bit more wiggle room, but I think we don't really have any debts other than our mortgage. And we could live off of that for probably around 6 months. But yeah, I feel comfortable with that.
Do you actually keep track of all the money coming in and going out? Or in other words, do we have a real sense of how much more money you have available to you at this point, given that you've gone from 40 to 70 grand a year?
I don't really have a solid figure on what is remaining. There's definitely some there, but I don't have an idea, a solid idea of the maximum that we could contribute. That's one of the difficult things. Like I usually use a full year's worth of expenses to determine how much wiggle room we have. And it's been just 3 months since I got this new job. So I'm sure we have some more that we could contribute.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
First of all, big picture, congratulations. This is awesome news. It really is. Like, you kind of like, you did it, right? And you did what I think you intended to do. You are increasing your take home. You're increasing your cash flow. You're giving yourselves the ability to save more money. So that's number one. That's great. How much money right now is in your Roth and how much is in your 401k?
We have a few different Roth accounts or a couple of different Roth accounts adding up to 60,000. Since I just started with my employer, I just have 1,000 in their Roth 401k. That'll go up pretty fast, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Especially you got that nice match. Here's what I think. Mark, do you have any other questions before I pop in? And why don't I let you pop in first before I start hogging the mic? What do you think about the situation, Mark?
My first question was going to be what you asked before, like what does the extra cash flow look like on a month-to-month basis with the raise? So I think he needs to, at least for the next few months, kind of track what's coming in and what's going out and see what kind of extra cash he has on a monthly basis. And then I can kind of make a better decision. I mean, yes, max out your Roth IRA, which is what you're doing. You're doing enough to get the match at work. Probably think about maybe doing a spousal Roth for your wife. And then, like I said, see what you have left over. And then maybe we can increase your 401k or maybe start a supplemental brokerage account. I don't know. So I just need to know exactly what we have to play with.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. How would you feel, Ben, if, you know, while things are flush, right? Why don't we take like a 90-day view of what's about to happen? Okay. So, you know, here we are, it's coming into the end of September, October, November, December. I want you to track your expenses for the next 90 days, okay? And get a better sense of what the monthly nut is all about. Extra money, pop it into the emergency reserve for now, okay? And then I think next year, Mark's right, you'll have a much better idea about where to go with this money. I wouldn't mind you guys being at like 20 grand in terms of your emergency reserve. So it's okay for me that like during this 90-day period, if you're not investing, it's okay. You're putting money in your 401k, put the money in the Roth accounts, great. But I think that when you determine what that excess cash flow is, that's going to guide us as to what you should do next. I don't think it's a bad idea in a new job to have a little bit extra cash on hand just to make sure everything goes well, you know, going there, sorry. And also we kind of get through the holidays, get through all that stuff, see how much money you have. If all of a sudden you're like, holy smokes, I have 25 grand in my emergency reserve fund, we can make a different decision, right? But I'm thinking that if you can go from, say, 5 to 8% even in the 401k, that would be great. You are homeschooling, but what does college and that future cost look like for you guys?
Yeah. So with college, our grandparents have really stepped up and have contributed to 529 plans for her. So she actually currently has about $25,000 set aside for college in those funds.
I can't tell you how much I love those grandparents, because that really does take the pressure off of you guys. Yeah. I think that's great. Can you live with that? I know you seem like you're chomping at the bit to really get this money invested, but can you live with just giving us a 90-day window into what's really going on, keeping track of it, and then you can get back in touch with us, or you can just go ahead and make the change as of January to see where your cash flow allows you to make those changes?
That sounds great. Yeah. It's been difficult to see exactly how much we end up with at the end of each month, just because it is a new situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, you get to have some fun too. It's allowed. It is possible. Do you guys have life insurance, especially you, because you are the main, the primary wage earner here?
We do. We set that up with 30-year term plans in our 20s. It's been sort of a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Good. And what about wills and power of attorney and healthcare proxy?
That's right. Yep. We actually got all that done in 2020.
Great. You're like the gold star callers today. You really are. What other questions do you have for us?
So we have the $60,000 in retirement savings, mm-hmm. but I also have a small pension from my former employer. Going to be about $400 a month at 65.
Okay.
I'm wondering how to factor that in when I do my full retirement planning. Should I just take our expected expenses and subtract out $400?
You kind of could, or you can just like ignore it for now. And, you know, I know $400 a month it's okay, but you know, it's not so much money that it would really change your lives. So I almost would prefer you to just ignore it for now, unless this is accreting, it's going to get bigger. If it's just standing still and 400's the 400, that's it, then I would kind of ignore it and just say, well, okay, good. We're going to get some help with healthcare costs as we get older.
After he tracks his money, I'm guessing there's got to be, I would say, minimum $1,500 a month, no?
Oh my God, I think it's less than that. I was in my mind, yeah, because he's doing 401, he's doing Roth, so it's after tax, right?
Yeah, but he just got a $30,000 raise.
How much were you putting into your retirement plan previously?
Previously, I was actually only putting in $100 a month.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mark. I think I will be happy if it's $500 a month.
That's why we got to track. We got to find out.
We're going to track. I think I'm going to say that, you know, if it's $1,000, fantastic. But I have my head on 500. Let's see. I want to know. You're going to stay in touch with us, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good. All right. Anything else that we can do for you before you start tracking? This guy's getting his spreadsheet set up, going on to mint.com. He's getting ready.
No, this is really helpful. I appreciate your thoughts.
It's our pleasure. Okay. Do you have good news in that you've made a lot more money in the last couple of years? Do you not know what to do with that money? Mark and I would love to help you figure out a game plan. Sometimes we tell you to just spend it, but other times, you know, Ben says he's not spending. They're frugal. That's it. So we're okay. We'll help you redirect that extra money. All you need to do is go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button. While you're there, you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. It comes out every single Friday. Mark does an amazing job with that. And you can pre-order the new book. It's called The Great Money Reset. Go to the website. You can get all the information right there. Mark Talercio is the co-host and the executive producer. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It's going to make them feel better. It's going to make you feel better. Curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.